That's, you wouldn't say so much a pocketbook. You don't go to downtown to buy a pocketbook anymore.
Well, you don't use it, because I think of a pocketbook as a thing about that big, you know. And then we put a pocketbook in a handbag.
You might go buy a handbag.
Yes.
Does that be the same as a purse?
Well, I think of a purse as a smaller thing.
Now, my wife bought a purse, she said, the other day. It was about that big.
Well, they do use the word purse for that, but originally I wouldn't have thought of it that way. Because the purses change in size, and therefore, and then we get to apply the word to the larger object.
An ornament that a lady might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And somebody bought you a bracelet. You just looked at it. You'd probably say to you, "Go ahead and
put it on."
Looks like rain, you'd better carry an
umbrella.
Now, when a bed is made, the top piece of cloth is called the
spread.
Remember an older term?
Bedspread.
Would that be older? Or?
Well, it would be about the same. It's just that you would
shorten
it.
The one.
Yes.
Did you ever call it a coverlet?
I very seldom did. I've heard the word, but I've never.
Never counterpane.
Well, there again, I've heard that, but I didn't use it.
Now, one of the covers, there has to be a patchwork
quilt.
You wouldn't call that a comforter?
Well, I make a distinction this way. I would call a quilt something that is made up of small pieces, you know, put together. And I'd call a comforter something where you took large pieces of goods and put your wool or cotton, whatever it was, between it and put something in it to hold it together at intervals.
Which is not?
Not, yes.
It's different. Quilt, which is sewn or stitched or something. I don't know my sewing.
Well, see, quilts, they put little pieces together. Neither made a pattern, or else we used to make them large squares, something like that. I call that a quilt.
But is that not it?
Yes, you knotted it too.
Uh-huh. You ever make a bed on the floor for somebody visiting and call it a pallet?
No, I never used that term.
If you had wall-to-wall carpeting, you might say the carpeting doesn't go partway across the room. It goes
all the way.
Or clear
across the room.
Say clean across the room.
No, I wouldn't say clean.
Plump.
No.
Yep. Sorry.
I was going to say plum. Plum or clean would sound like slang to me.
Do you have a word for rich black soil?
Loam.
And some low-lying grassland might be just over in the
bottom.
And I noticed around the Rock River out here, and I guess over in Iowa they're having problems. The water gets over into the land and then can't get out. It gets caught in
swampy. Swamp land.
Is that the same as a marsh?
Yes, I think so. Well, around here, I always connected the slough with the river.
Wouldn't be inland then.
No.
What would a slough be? Right along the river? Just on the bank?
Well, now, there's a question. There's a word that I've never known what to do with either. Slough, or...
Would you have said slough instead of slough? I didn't mean to...
No, I think slough sounds better to me, but are they the same word?